I'd like to thank the drama team. I've seen that before, but when I see it again, it still very much moves me. So thank you, Cassandra, and thank you guys for all your hard work. I know I appreciate it. I hope it didn't fall on deaf ears besides my own. I intend to keep my remarks short tonight. One of my earliest memories from being a kid One of my earliest memories from being a kid is thinking, what will it be like to be dead? I wasn't afraid of dying. That didn't ever come into the equation. It just was like, what is being dead? Is it dark there? Are there monsters? What's it like? And who will remember me anyway? Will I have grandchildren? Will there be a monument? Even if there was, the rains will come and wash away the stones, and the generations will eventually be cut off, and maybe they'll remember for a few years. And after that, what? I don't know why this is so difficult for me. I apologize. I was needy, see? I had one thing to offer, and it wasn't holiness. What it was debt. And I kind of look at it like this. You've got, you owe a bill, and the bill says, whenever you get a chance to do it God's way, you have to do it God's way. And if you choose not to pay that bill, you go into debt. And you fall farther and farther behind, and before you know it, you're hopelessly in the red. Your debts are so high. And all you can hope is that a rich man will come one day and offer to pay your debts. Because you're needy, see? What you've got is debts. You require a rich man with lots of money. Because you only have debts. You come into the relationship with the Lord bringing nothing but neediness. And I used to have a couple of friends. I had a friend named DJ and I had a friend named Josh. And I thought the world of DJ. Josh thought the world of me. And I always wanted to play with DJ because he was cool and athletic and he was in. He was on the ends, see? All the cool kids liked him and they didn't like me. I was needy. But Josh liked me. And I just shrugged it off. I just took him for granted. I just disregarded his friendship. And one time we were supposed to write a story in the fifth grade about who is your best friend. And I wrote about DJ and Josh wrote about me. And I think he asked me about it and I told him I wrote about DJ. And I think that was the end of our friendship. I think that marked the moment when he just said, you know, I've given it a lot. I did my due diligence. I paid my time, and this is a bad investment. And so what I wanted was to be cool, and what I wanted was to have friends who were athletic, and what I wanted was for people to say they liked me because of, you know, my friend. Not because of who I was. What I was needy. But I couldn't see who was my real friend. I couldn't respect what he offered,
what Josh offered. And for a long time, I couldn't respect what Jesus offered either. But he was a real friend. He wasn't a false friend. He came and looked for me. And he came and tried to bring me to what was right. And he came and did it all beforehand so that it would be prepared one day when I was ready. But he's not Josh. He's Jesus. He never gave up loving me even until I got it. And finally it meant something. Finally it mattered. And there were two men praying on a hill one day, and one said, "Thankfully, I've got everything I could ever possibly need. My bills are paid. I have a nice boat. And I'm looking down the end of 2 weeks of vacation, and God must really think I'm swell." And the other man said, "Let this sacrifice be as if it was for me, so that I'm covered, because I'm needy." Thank you.